The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Bigger disappointment, Clippers or Rockets?
Clippers.
Got to be Clippers, right?
It has to be.
Because...
But when you pile on the fact that the Rockets have had the same disappointment for several years in a row, it probably feels worse because the Clippers, they just put this team together. It's their first year.
Yeah, but they
year.
Also had a team put together that they were supposed to win with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and those guys. So
yeah, but then they went to a
different.
Time where they didn't have that.
Yeah.
Why do I have to get a Bitcoin wallet to feel safe putting money and taking money out of a sports account? Why can't the government just regulate it and they'll make a they'll get a little taste?
Of course, they'll get a big taste. You know, at some point, it would be nice to have it here locally, to have, you know, to have a BetMGM app or whatever where I can just get on there and say, here, boom.
And whatever you've got, like even a trusted book, nothing is easier than taking your ticket to a window and having them hand you money, dollars. That's the easiest, and that's what it should be.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. You can get us on the Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can watch us on the Twitch channel. And I'm guessing a bunch of you guys are going to want to be on the Twitch channel at 7 o'clock tonight when Jason and Patrick return. If you missed the first 2 hours, lots of little sports talk, a little AJ's a negative bitch talk, which I would... well, anyway, it's all available on podcastarena.com. I think the problem is if... And I want to make it clear, I don't, I'm not one of these hardcore fans of anything, except, you know, I don't know what I'm a hardcore fan. I'm a Maple Leafs fan, but I'm a realistic fan. I pretty much said what would happen to them. They would lose in the first round. But I think there are fans who believe every year their team, they're believing the most, the highest possible thing for their team. I understand that mindset. I don't agree with it. And I guess I'm just not as mean about it. Maybe not as mean. I'm not as blunt.
Okay.
I'll at least try to understand their perspective and then tell them that as long as Bill O'Brien is holding this thing down, then Bill O'Brien is basically a giant block of cinder chained to an airplane. Airplane's never going to get very far off the ground with this guy.
It's probably not.
And even the things that he's done right have been done to try to make up for things that were done horribly wrong. So, you know, and then I think Texter nailed it. Plus 1,000, Adam, or would be minus 1,000. Adam Clanton wrote that strongly worded letter about AJ.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think Adam Clanton is too worried about what I feel.
But you know what? And obviously, guy's disappointed that the season ended the way it did. He's got to take it out on somebody. And so he says hardcore fans are the worst. Or homers are the worst, I mean. But yeah, yes and no. But... See, that's why the Texans don't care, is because the hardcores, the ones that are buying all the jerseys and calling themselves James the Texans fan and all that, that's who they listen to.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the whole mindset of that franchise. Bill O'Brien surrounds himself with yes men. And what have I always said? The best managers get people who challenge them and then in the end accept what they want, but they also give you different ideas and different perspectives. That's why I've always said he should have gone out and got an offensive coordinator done what Ed Orgeron did when he went and got Joe Brady to install that offense. Go get another mind to bring something different to your offense because you haven't been able to get in the top 10. Go get me a defensive coordinator who's had success as a head coach. Should have gone and got Jack Del Rio or somebody like that. You know, I've said that all along. Go get somebody that's different. Because that at least will give me hope that you might be able to turn it around. Right now, all I got is what Bill O'Brien is, and that means to me a best division title. And, you know, they're going to say, oh, well, we didn't get where we wanted to get, but five division titles, woo! And, you know, Joe the Texan fan with his Toro tattoo is going to say, yeah, man, go get him, Bill. Five division titles. We get that on here. We get text about that. The guy's won four division titles. And I'm like, okay, you know, great. But again, if you just, without context, that sounds pretty good. But when you put it in context of every other team in your division has made it to an AFC championship game since you've been the head coach.
That's not good.
Is that a good or a bad? I that's all. But I understand the mindset. It's not that simple. And you consider and say, well, he's had success. I think my expectations of what this team and what this franchise should be is a higher level of success than just winning division titles. And, you know, that's all they care about.
Hey, are you familiar with Representative James White?
I am not.
You should be, because he is the representative of your House District, Texas House District 19, where Koontz, Texas is. So basically, he's your representative.
I don't think I get to vote over there because I vote here.
Oh, well,
I don't know how that works. I don't know if I get to vote in local elections over there because I own land or not. But
it's not Beaumont, but it's like Sour Lake, Lumberton, Silsby, Koontz, Woodville.
Woodville's right next to where I am. So, yeah, that would
be my even guess. Livingston is in his district. But he was tweeting about so the governor put out a release today. They're going to provide an update on the on Texas's response on Thursday at noon tomorrow, and tomorrow at noon. He has Representative James White said, here's the message from Texans to the governor. As goes Texas, goes the U.S., goes the entire world. Okay, that's a nice message. Okay. Here's where it goes off.
I agree with that.
The American West was won at the Alamo, and the defeat of COVID-19 must begin in Texas. Open and unleash the Lone Star State. This may be alarming to you, Representative James White. Literally everybody at the Alamo died. It was not a winning thing. Like, nothing was won at the Alamo unless you were a Mexican soldier, and then you actually won the Battle of the Alamo, and you were a winner. But the American West was not won at the Alamo, I'm afraid. Lots of Texans died at the Alamo. In fact, all of them died at the Alamo.
I know my memory is a little off, but from my time in that era, but I thought it was the Battle of San Jacinto that I could be wrong about that.
Texas was won.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's movies about this. Multiple movies about this. One starring Billy Bob Thornton. One starring John Wayne.
John Wayne, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Also died at the Alamo.
And I don't want to hear your slander about how he didn't like Native Americans and he was some kind of old racist.
But he did die at the Alamo in that movie.
He did, and he was a fine actor.
So maybe not the best. Maybe not the best message to send.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm kind of so goes Texas, so goes America. America should take after us, except when it comes to gambling and weed. Other than that,
yeah,
you know, everything else here is great, and then the rest of the world should do that too. But yeah, that's a little off, just a bit.
Well, and Lamont says AJ knows how to rile up Aggie, UT, UH, all of the pro teams. It's visible, and you really can't argue the bleep when the teams are crap or lose in amazing fashion. It can only be seen when the local team does well. But that's the thing, Lamont. Who was excited about the Astros? Who was more excited than I was? And I said I predicted the Astros would win. I was excited about them in 2017. Little did I know they were going to screw us over and be big fat cheaters. But guess what? I still don't even care about that. It doesn't bother me.
Well, what's funny, though, is what people remembered was not that you predicted the Astros would win, but that you wanted to trade Alex Bregman for Chris Sale.
Right. That's what's remembered.
Yeah.
It's revisionist history.
Well, no, you actually did want to do that.
Oh, I did want that.
So that's not revising history.
I did want that.
But that's, I mean, they picked that out, and it's like, that's because you're a hater.
Right.
Even though you predicted
they would win. Even though I predicted they would win, yeah. Because they got Justin Verlander instead of Chris Sale.
Yeah, which worked out.
It worked out.
Worked out a little bit.
Lamont still believes that I, like, make things up for the radio. Like, I don't do anything to rile anybody up, because it's a lot easier for me to keep my thoughts straight if I just say what I mean. And there's people who don't like it, and I'm accepting of that, and that's okay. But it's too difficult to remember if you try to BS your way through things or you try to manufacture stuff. I wouldn't be able to keep track of it. So I just say what I think, and some people like it and some people don't, and that's okay with me. But it is ridiculous to email my boss, or not even email, write a letter to my boss about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said I'm just glad somebody cares that much. But, you know, again, sometimes, and this is part of a bigger societal issue. Once people have decided that you hate Houston teams, then every word you use, that even when you're not intentionally trying to come off as, you know, being overly blunt, like I pulled that one word out to kind of prove the point, that people are going to hear that and then automatically assume that you're completely negative. And you can't change their minds at this point. And it goes back to the whole, as I said, the Bregman Sale thing. You came out and said, hey, man, I'm excited the Astros won the series. I predicted they would beat the Dodgers. Oh, you want to trade Bregman for Sale? They're always going to come back to that because it's already in their heads. And there's no context to it, and there's no thought process that comes with it. That's all.
If you want to know what really makes me angry, it's when people get on my ass about like I'm going to be wrong about something, or I'm somehow saying something that is trying to get people worked up. And when the reality of it is, all I'm doing, it was like with the Rockets, people were saying he's such a hater. I just know how this ends. I meant it. I just knew what was coming. All those people who were angry at me for saying it, once it ends the way I said that it would end, no one ever comes back and says, you know what? I shouldn't have gone and yelled at you about that on the internet.
You're
right.
You're a hater. I don't understand, though, why I don't get the same treatment, because I agree with you on a bunch of this stuff, including the Rockets and including the Texans. I just, you know, every now and then I'll find some reason to think, okay, maybe this will be different, but I don't get that kind of hatred. Everybody calls me a homer. I'm like, really? I mean, so you must be doing something, because by comparison, if I'm a homer, when I said I wanted to fight Bill O'Brien, okay.
Yeah. And it, I mean, I don't know. It's still odd to me that people like, and people get literally angry about it, and it's.
But they're angry about everything, AJ.
James played like garbage, and he admitted, like he said himself, I played like garbage. And then in that game that they won against the Thunder, like he was on his way to losing that game. And it was like, okay, he played like garbage, but he won. His worshipers were still after me, even though James Harden said himself, we played like garbage. Like he's like, I didn't play well. And then they're like, well, you hate James. And I don't hate James. I don't. I just knew what was going to happen. And it happened. And I, you know, I would say I'm not an I told you so guy, but I am. I told you it was going to happen. And all you did was yell at me about I was being a hater. That's the other thing. That's the most overused word, hater.
Oh, well.
If I tell you James Harden isn't a winner, I'm a hater. Even though literally the numbers and like the results are there that says he's not a winner, but I'm a hater. That doesn't even make sense. If I said, well, LeBron James, he's a loser. He's well, no, that would be me hating, because that's a guy who's actually won. And I'm calling him a loser. Now, that's hate. You
know, he only won because of Kyrie Irving and right. Dwayne Wade. And yeah, but again.
But I'm a hater because I say Harden's not winning.
But that's, and to me, it's just once, and especially the fan mindset, they don't want to hear your opinion. They want you to agree with them. It's that simple.
Well, it's just like the these players in the NBA who they're all telling you to vote. They want you to vote, but they want you to vote for Joe Biden. It's not like the message isn't mixed. It's not like they're saying, hey, vote for whoever you feel like voting for. Really, the message is vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's get out there and vote, which is because who says that? Democrats.
Yeah.
The more people who vote, better chance we have.
You think Republicans are saying everybody, all of you, go vote? No, Republicans count on the fact that there's probably some poor people and some minorities and those people aren't going to vote, so they don't want you to go vote. It's not. I just don't make it a secret message. I just say what I feel, and that makes people upset.
And my wife is a teacher and has an open house tonight. I literally just ate my Whataburger dinner sitting in the driveway listening to you. Thanks for the entertainment, guys. From Don in Beaumont.
Hey, Don. Thank you.
Can I just remind you guys?
I miss Whataburger.
You know who I picked to win the division in 2017? It wasn't the Astros.
Who did you pick?
I picked the Rangers to win the division.
What a jerk.
That was before they fell apart.
What a jerk.
And
here I was predicting the Astros would win the World Series of baseball.
Did you pick them before the season?
I did.
Because
And guess what I've done this year,
because
Fred?
You know what they didn't have was Justin Verlander at the beginning of the season. That changed things. So.
Right. But I also assumed that what they did have, like I was a sucker back then, which I don't let myself be suckered about Lance McCullers anymore. And now, at the beginning of this year, everybody was like, they've got Lance McCullers. And I was like, they don't have Lance McCullers. He barely exists. And everybody yelled at me about that. And guess what? Lance McCullers barely exists. I knew it! You guys never listened to me.
Fred, you only picked the Rangers because your best friend was the manager.
That's
the
true.
He's not my best friend. We went to the same high school.
He used to dunk Fred's head in the toilet.
No, we weren't really in the same circles. So, I mean, because by the end of high school, I mean, we were when we were younger, but by the end of high school, when I'd blown out my shoulder, I wasn't playing sports much because I could only, you know, I'd go out and play one game and then dislocate the damn thing. And so that's when I got more into drugs and music. And, you know, he was pretty much still part of the jock society, and I was part of the druggie society.
Who did I predict would win the World Series this year?
I don't remember.
The Chicago White Sox.
Oh, yeah, you picked the White Sox.
And guess who has the best record in the American League right now? The Chicago White Sox. I am Nostradamus. I honestly don't know how you guys aren't just like...
Well, how about this?
Burning offerings in my honor.
The team I picked before the season to win the Stanley Cup is in the finals.
That's pretty good.
How many Stars fans out there were like, oh, don't pick them. Don't pick them. You'll be wrong.
Well, didn't you say this, like last week you said the Stars were going to lose to the Knights, though?
No.
Backed out on them.
I said when they got into the bubble, I picked Calgary to beat them because they weren't playing worth a damn.
Yeah.
And Calgary was playing great, and then they turned it on and started playing like they did. So, yeah.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Boomer Naturals. I love Boomer Naturals. I love the mask. I love the comfort of it. It's soft. Josh Ennis once said it's made from his wife's panties. And Aaron got his Boomer's Natural mask today. And what's it feel like, Aaron?
I don't know if it feels like Josh's wife's panties, but it's very soft.
It's very soft.
I actually bought it right before I jumped on the plane because I wanted a mask that was soft
and
comfortable.
I feel very strange about wearing mine.
You should. It's breathable. And by the way, I found out that you can't wear neck gaiters on airplanes. That's not a go. You've got to have an actual mask. So that you keep that in mind if you travel.
Fortunately,
Fred.
I have a couple of Boomer
Naturals. Well, there you go. But Boomer Naturals, the great thing about them is it's not just for show, baby. You're actually protected. You've got the nano silver inside your mask, and that's going to protect you from the droplets and the particles and the viruses and the demons getting inside your nose and mouth, and no one wants that. Go to BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20% off your entire order, or if you want to go simpler, but you won't save 20% with promo code Hoffman, but you can go to CVS, and you can buy a Boomer Naturals mask there. But I recommend you go to BoomerNaturals.com, use promo code Hoffman, and check them out. Boomer Naturals.
You need a taste of your own medicine. 'Cause I'm sick to death for swallowing. Watch me take the wheel like you, not feel like you.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and we need to get in a little Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
We go to our friends in Alberta, Canada, where I guess if I were going to be a guy who hijacked a bunch of goods, You know, I'd probably, I don't know what I would pick. I don't know if I would pick meat, like a trailer full of meat from a meatpacking plant. And
that sounds so good.
It kind of does. It's valued at over $230,000. And also, apparently, a guy had fraudulent documents. And in some of the tractor trailer trucks up there are huge, right? Because they have these long cross country things, and you know, so they're bigger. They're a lot bigger than some of the ones we see here. So he's able to get $230,000 worth of meat and hot tubs.
Nice.
Of all the things to combine, right?
Yeah, hot tubs and meat.
Hot tubs and meat. Well, I mean, sometimes that works, but that's a totally different thing. But, yeah, so one of the big transport trucks, they used fake papers. And suspect was described by police as a tall man with a heavy build, with slightly balding short brown hair. He was wearing a surgical mask. So this is, you know what? Here's another positive for you guys with the masks. If you're going to be a hijacker, it's a good way to avoid facial recognition.
That's true.
And, yeah, apparently a few days later, they stole several hot tubs from a manufacturing plant near Edmonton. So I wonder where
they would have got away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids. Yeah.
But I wonder where you go to say, hey, you want to buy a bunch of meat in a hot tub? At some point, I don't know where you, I don't know where you fence that stuff. But anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
What can we hate on now? I want. Yeah, I've been such a uplifting, positive guy for a couple of days. I think it's time for me to find something to hate on. What do you say?
What do you hate? I realize that Josh Ennis hates more stuff than I do. Even.
Yeah. Like what?
I thought I hated the most stuff, but he hates everything. He's like, I hate Tony Romo. I hate that. Like, he just doesn't like anybody.
You know what? I remember there was a show I was listening to where he and Nick were going through over all the things he hated, and he was like at 50-something.
Yeah, we did that once and about the things that I hate, but it's mostly like I hate parades because I think they're a giant waste of time and they clog up traffic and it's a waste of money. I hate fireworks for the same reason, a giant waste of money, and it like what good does it do? But my list is pretty short of things. Like, I'm very apathetic about a lot of things. But there's few things that really get me charged up. But Josh hates everything.
Aaron, what do you hate?
I hate snakes.
I hate snakes. I hate spiders.
Yeah. Okay, but those are easy. Most people hate snakes and spiders.
I hate stupid people.
Well, yeah, I do too.
I do.
But that's pretty encompassing.
No, I really try hard to be understanding of stupid people because I always say, like, if a guy didn't have a right arm, would I get pissed at him for not being able to pitch?
See, it's funny because I always think differently. Like, every time I meet someone who's really stupid, I'm instantly angry that their vote counts as much as mine does.
Yeah. Or I'm that, like, they've decided to breed and put more of their stupidity in the world.
You know what? I don't know that it's necessarily stupidity. I just think people have become very lazy about everything. And frankly, they're following the lead of people who do what we do, which is, get on and do talk shows, whether it's TV or radio or whatever. And they hear something and they say, okay, that's the truth. And I don't have to think. And I don't know that it's stupidity. It's just laziness. Now, I think there's both. But it's like when we get into any kind of topic, like, there'll be a bunch of texts that are basically just parroted hyperbole from something that somebody said on fill in the blank from Trevor Noah or Fox News. And to me, that's just lazy. And it's not, maybe it is stupid, but it's just you're lazy.
I think they become complacent with their ignorance.
Maybe so. And unfortunately, people don't have time, so they're just going to parrot this stuff. Fred hates potholes. I do hate potholes from Virginia Buttonweed. I hate potholes.
It's a good thing to hate.
I don't hate these, but I really wish they would go away. I don't know if you guys have this in your neighborhood, but we have this infestation of like thousands of baby lizards.
No, I don't have that in my neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
We don't allow that in my neighborhood.
Well, and guess what? My dog chase them and feast on the damn things. to try to get the population down. But it's like, I cannot get him to stop chasing him. But Nishan Hulgin says, Nader's not just stupid, but ignorant and uneducated. I don't know that that's fair either. I mean, if you're, yes, ignorance maybe, but uneducated because you're lazy is different. And that's also one of those, that's kind of the rhetoric that gets thrown out from one side, by the way. Oh, you're just uneducated. Well, that's, all right. Baby lizards do not meet HOA standards. But no, so I don't like the baby lizards right now, but I don't hate them. It's just a pain in the ass when I'm walking my dogs.
I hate the inventor of Malort.
Yeah.
Although it did bring us together.
No, not well, I mean, not really.
Not like that. What the hell?
No. Now you made it weird.
I mean, it kept the tradition going. We needed something nasty to taste, and Josh found something nastier than the menthol tobacco vodka.
That's true. Who's supposed to get some booze for this happy hour this week?
I don't know. I've done like two, so it's somebody else's turn.
I guess I better go.
And we've got plenty of beer in there from St. Patrick.
It should probably be Tyler's turn.
Yeah, probably so.
We got to figure out what we're doing.
Here you go. Here's one. Fred and AJ hate airplane seat recliners.
Oh, I hate that.
I do. I hate those two.
I hate that person. I hate pedophiles. I hate domestic abusers. I hate rapists. But I think most people do, unless they're one of those.
I hate serial killers.
See, I'm not fascinated by them, but
I hate, like, the one that I could think was...
I would hate if I was murdered by a serial killer.
Yeah, that would suck.
Sure. I don't want that.
Like, the only one that I could kind of see was the guy that you probably have heard about him, AJ, is the guy in Brazil who was sentenced to, like, he killed one person, and he was sentenced to prison in Brazil, and he killed, like, a whole bunch of pedophiles and rapists and stuff that were in prison with him, so he became a serial killer because he was just dishing out his own justice while in prison.
It's like Dexter.
That's what it's kind of like. Yeah.
But he was locked in prison the whole time. Mm.
No, I'm fascinated by serial killers. I mean, I'm against murder, but I still like reading about it. I hate Houston drivers. That's true. But I don't have that's a list that I think a lot of people have, right? Houston drivers.
Yeah.
Seat recliners. Do you hate
Indian food? I hate.
I don't hate Indian food. I just don't enjoy it as much.
I hate it.
I like it. Don't love it.
I hate eggplant. I hate when
I hate mushrooms.
I hate when people try to use eggplant as a meat substitute. It's
I hate
so
when
ridiculous.
People use anything like that as a meat substitute.
So ridiculous.
Okay, here's a feet. I do hate feet. God's worst creation.
I mean, it'd be a lot weirder if everybody was running around on ankles.
No, you just get like hooves or
get stuck in
or
the
paws
ground or something.
Or paws. Like paws can be cute. former colleague of mine, tweeted how he hates newspapers. not gonna call him out, but that's funny as hell. But no, I don't hate a lot. I don't like feet. I don't hate feet. I just don't want to see your feet.
Did you see that? And when I moved here from Austin, where basically you wear flip-flops everywhere. At least that's how it was when I lived in Austin. I think it's a little more buttoned up now than when I lived there. But when I was there, like, you wore flip-flops everywhere. And so when I moved here, I wore flip-flops all the time, and it definitely grossed Fred out that I was always wearing flip-flops.
I don't want to see your feet.
Yeah.
I hate the Telecommunications Act of 1996.
Okay.
Anybody not in radio, that means that they took away the limit on how much a big company could own. So then you had your CBSs and your iHeartRadios going and buying every single thing they could.
Yeah.
And controlling 70, 80% of every market.
I hate Boston. I don't hate all Boston. Just Boston teams. There are some redheaded Boston women that I like. I do hate the accent, though. I don't know if hate. I don't. You know, again, most of the stuff I just don't like. It's kind of hard to put hate on it. Because if I hated it, I would never watch The Departed again.
That's true. I like that show, though.
Yeah.
I liked it more than you did.
I thought it was good, not great. And part of that, okay, here's... I admit to having biases. I am biased towards Italian mob movies over Irish mob movies.
Yeah.
And I make no bones about that. and I don't apologize for that. But that doesn't mean they haven't made great Irish mob movies. Kill the Irishman, pretty good. About Danny Green. I don't know if you've seen that. It's on Netflix all over the place now. It's worth watching. But it'll never match up to any of the really good Italian mob movies. I can even watch bad Italian mob movies and be into it. So maybe that's bigoted. Fine. It's not the accents. All right. Let's put the brakes on this conversation and talk about new brakes. And guys, this is such a great company. If you've been having brake problems, and I've had so many blitzers reach out, I said, dude, everything you said about new brakes is true. And that's because it is. They'll come to you. And you could, if you're at your office during the week and you want to get it done, they can do that. If you're at home and you want to get it done so you can sit in your underwear and drink beer and watch TV, they can do that. You don't have to go to a store. That's the best part. Plus, you're going to save money. They're convenient, 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you're about to do a road trip, you know what you need to do? Get your brakes taken care of first. If you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. Just go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Guess what? They're going to get back to you within a couple of minutes and get you a quote and then set it up where they come to you. Newbrakes.com, mention ESPN, receive 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, Aaron, you'll be here, right? I want you to tell me what the numbers are on the Twitch feed at 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I plan on keeping an eye on it. I'm sad I didn't look at it right before 6 o'clock because I know there's probably a whole bunch of people on the East Coast where this went viral who logged on to Twitch not realizing it was 7 Central time. They probably logged on at 6 o'clock our time. Like, who are these clowns?
Yeah, it's like, who's that ugly fat guy and that bald dude?
BN Lyons, he brought up another thing that I hate, that I actually do hate. AJ hates daycare being called school. I do hate that. I hate it when people have their kids in daycare and they call it school. It's not school. Because guess what? If your kids don't show up for a week, you're still paying and your kid's not in trouble. He doesn't have to have a doctor's note. He just didn't show up at daycare that week.
Yeah, that's...
If my kids don't go to school for a week, guess what? There's going to be cops coming to my house, probably.
So this is Fred hates the IRS. I don't hate the IRS.
They have a better relationship now than they did 10 years ago.
Well, we got it worked out. But there was a time where I hated the IRS. Not enough to do what that guy did in Austin, like fly the airplane into the building or anything like that.
Fred hates alimony and child support lawyers.
One in particular. There's no alimony.
It was child support. That's right. But they kind of screwed you on it at the end.
Yeah, they did.
Hate
but
that.
You know what? It's kind of like I'm over it now because I don't have to pay child support anymore.
That's true. Hey, we didn't even
and
talk
I didn't
about-
hate paying child support. I had no problem paying child support. I want to make that clear.
Right.
I
just didn't want to get shafted on
I got shafted. It was my own fault because I trusted a certain lawyer that I shouldn't have, and I wound up getting screwed. But I never had problem paying child support. I mean, let's not spread that kind of crap because that's bull bleep, man. I paid my bills on that and, you know, made sure I did. So, you're going to put that kind of crap out there, then I'm going to have a problem with you because that's an absolute lie.
I didn't say you didn't pay it.
No. Dustin says Fred hates paying child support. That is an absolute lie.
Oh,
Dustin.
I thought you were saying to me. I was like, why are you mad at me?
You hated
that lawyer.
No, I mean, I know you're trying to be funny, but that kind of crap is bull bleep, dude.
The Big Ten's back. That's not bull crap.
Yeah, we didn't get to that. I'm really excited about that. I think...
Does that make this college football season not have an asterisk? I know there's no Pac-12. But
I think the whole asterisk idea is so dumb. But
it would have, I mean, if any season needed one, it would have been this season.
It would have been a season where you said, okay, is it tainted? The asterisk doesn't exist. You don't put asterisks on things. It's happened one time in history. Everybody's made that a convenient thing. But the Pac-12 is not going to be a factor. So
no.
I mean, I think it's good.
It's like a full-blown football season now.
I'm happy. And, of course, the first thing I read was some USA Today columnist. Well, all they care about is money over the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And does someone have to die? Hey, can I kind of break something to you? College football players have died before.
Yes.
And and it's not a good thing. Nobody wants anybody to die. But I am so tired of these sports idiots who don't want sports and just want to lock everybody inside their house. Guys, that didn't work, okay? That didn't work. And I'm tired of this whole, okay, well, we can't let them do this. We can't let them do this. Have we not seen examples where it's working? And I was like, oh, but look at the kids at Memphis who tested positive. Well, guess what? They canceled the game. When they don't have the outbreak, guess what they'll do? They'll play football. It's going to happen. I'm tired of this whole, oh, we can't do anything thing. Let's just try to be responsible. And if you have something like this happen, so are you telling me that if there's no football, no college students will get the COVID?
Yes.
Can you tell me that? Is that what you're trying to tell me, USA Today columnist whose name I can't remember now? Because I got about halfway through it and I wanted to punch the dude. It's probably that damn Dan Wolkin again.
Well, Christine Brennan said it's the darkest day in the history of the Big Ten, despite the fact that there was like the Larry Nassar and Jerry Sandusky and all that stuff. Bobby Knight throwing chairs and Woody Hayes punching players. There's been some dark days for sure. This doesn't seem like the darkest.
But this is, again, this is the hyperbole, and this is the kind of crap that people do now. And you know what? Is it? I don't know if it's responsible, but I know that everybody's doing it. And darkest. This is the same woman that called that women's soccer championship like the greatest thing in history of American sports. You can't take her seriously. Christine Brennan, Nancy Armour, Dan Wolkin, all USA Today. You can draw a line through all of them because they're just trolls. And I think it's not like anybody's going to force. If a kid wants to opt out, guess what he's going to do? He's going to opt out.
Yeah.
And if that's the best thing for his family, good for him. But to sit here and call it that, give me the freaking break, man. Can I just, you see, this goes back to my whole Thanos thing where I could wish I could just snap a bunch of people out of existence. All three of them would go.
Well, you can't say that. Can't say stuff like that. So it implies that you would murder someone. It's the society we live in.
No, I was making a Thanos joke, okay? If I could snap half the people out of existence, I just want to pick the half. Is that too much to ask?
No. I hope you don't snap the people at Allstate signing in windows.
Oh, never.
They're great people, and boy, do they have a great product. And I was talking about their product for a while, and I didn't really even know how great the product was. And last week, they came out to my house, and I got you can do this virtually, but I got an in-person, a socially distanced in-person, basically an overview of what they do as a company and what makes their windows different. All their windows built in Texas, and they're built for Texas tough weather. The rain, the wind, the hail, it's all covered. And the great thing is I'm going to save 40% on my energy bills. 40%. These windows are going to pay for themselves, guys. And there's no interest for 2 years on any siding or windows. But if you don't want that no interest for 2 years, you get a discount. You get a cash discount. And you get 30% off all window packages, $2,500 off all siding jobs. Like I said, home and virtual appointments are available, but you want to get in there and check them out. Remember, Allstate Siding and Windows for Hurricane Impact Windows. Call them today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, looking at one of these USA Today stories where it says, opinion, Big Ten's football's return makes all the sense in the world and no sense at all.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Now you're doing things the right way.
Yeah, okay. I can see both sides.
All right. There's a lot of stupid people out there, Fred, as we would like to say.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap the show up, as we do every Wednesday, with deaths. And let's see. Frank Vincent from The Sopranos, dead at 80 in 2017.
Who's Frank Vincent?
Which one was he? I don't remember. He was one of the fat guys.
I never know. Was he Big Puss?
Maybe so. No, that was... I don't remember.
I only know character names.
If I saw him... It wasn't Polly, was it? Polly Walnuts?
Phil Leotardo.
Oh, okay. Phil Leotardo.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was right. Kind of semi-fat. Let's skip down. Johnny Unitas, 2002, dead at 69.
The original John Football, right?
I believe so. Moses Malone, 2015, dead at 60.
The original Moses Basketball.
He did, and he never carried the Rockets to the promised land, but he did the Sixers. Let's skip ahead. Boy, there's some. September 12, 2013, Ray Dolby, who came up with the Dolby sound system, dead of leukemia at 80.
Not great. Not a great run for a sound guy. Well, I guess it's all right.
I don't know.
We'll just consider him a rock and roller.
So then it's a great run.
Yeah, that's pretty solid for a rock and roller.
2019, this is a good run, too. 2019, T. Boone Pickens, dead at 91.
That's a good run. I don't care who you are. You make it 92, you lasted.
Yeah, although if you're that rich, you should be able to buy a few more years.
I mean, I feel like he did.
Yeah, he probably did. You're right.
He stood the test of time. I mean, he didn't stand it forever, but he stood it for a good while.
September 11, 2001, more than 3,000 Americans killed in the terrorist attacks in the United States.
I was against that then and now.
Still against that.
Yep.
Boy, these are some pretty...
But I was really against it then.
These are some pretty good best deaths. 2003, John Ritter. Three's Company.
Yeah.
2003, Johnny Cash.
The John Ritter Memorial Baseball League. I used to play in a fantasy league called that.
I remember that. Johnny Cash, also in 2003.
Oh, I love John Cash.
Dead at 71 when he fell into a burning ring of fire.
That's not how he died.
Oh, well, okay. 1996, Tupac, September 13th. Last year, September 13th, Eddie Money got two tickets to Paradise.
He only needed
one.
I guess I didn't realize that Eddie Money died. I'm sure I did.
No, we talked about it last year.
I forgot. But I was a bouncer at an Eddie Money show, and a guy had a tattoo of Eddie Money's face on his chest.
It's very strange.
Well, that's Tennessee for you, Fred.
Stepped all over my two tickets to Paradise joke.
That was a good joke. I got
Patrick
it.
Swayze, 2009. You know what? He was from Houston.
Patrick Swayze?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I believe he went to UH, if I'm not mistaken. I think he went to San Jack, too.
Well, I'll be damned.
Well, so is he, apparently, at the age of 57. Johnny Ramone, 2004, dead of prostate cancer at 55. Still the best version of that song, What a Wonderful World, is the one from his EP when he's dying of cancer.
That was Joey.
Was that Joey?
Oh, yeah. What a loser.
Oh, well.
You got that wrong.
Well, they both died from cancer.
Yeah.
I can't believe you got Ramones. That one wrong.
How
embarrassing.
They all look alike. Have you seen their hair?
How embarrassing that must be for Fred.
It's not.
Just do the deaths, bitch.
No, see, because...
Do the deaths, bitch.
This is where you say, oh, you're so old. You're so old. Now I can just say, I'm old. I mixed them up. 2019, Rick Ocasek of the Cars. He shook it up at the age of 75. All right, here's your porn stars. What?
To be fair, the reason I know it was the Joey one is because I was looking for the Johnny Ramone version, and all of a sudden the internet was like, oh, that's Joey Douglas.
Yeah, well, and I should have noticed from the date.
So it was my fault.
No, it was my fault. I take 100% responsibility. Okay, 2009, here's your porn stars. Felicia Tang Lee, 31 years old.
Ooh, Tang Lee. 31, I'm going to go with alcohol poisoning.
beaten and suffocated in her apartment.
By Jack Daniels?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to reach to get you a point there. I just can't do
it. Okay, maybe not.
2015, Anne Perry Ryan, 79 years old. I guarantee this is the first time this disease has ever claimed a porn star on our list.
When did she die?
79.
She was 79 or she
died. Oh, 2015.
Okay, I was going to guess like maybe it was like a dysentery or something, but
no, this was 3 years ago.
I don't know. It's got to be, I'm guessing some kind of cancer.
Neither did she. It was Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
Zoe Parker, 24, 2020.
I'm going to go, I feel like I've heard this story, died in her sleep.
Yeah, official cause unknown. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
1991, Arcadia Lake.
Car accident.
33, accidental drug overdose. 94, Moana Pazzi, 33 years old.
Car accident.
Liver cancer. Though some speculate she may have faked her death and then later died in a car accident.
I thought for sure I was going to get, okay, maybe so.
And then 2012, Nikki Kane, 25.
Murdered by a pimp.
Cause of death unknown. I'm going to give you the point.
Thank you, sir.
All right. There you have it. Those are your deaths.
All right. 131 on Twitch right now. I'm guessing it's about to crank up right here, baby.
Yeah, because we got Braddock and Creighton coming up.
They better not ruin my night again.
Well, I can just tell you this. I'll be listening on the way home. Because I want to catch the first few minutes. But if I get home and then turn it off and start getting texts from people again, then...
you'll know.
Yeah. And I'll be like, poor AJ. Nah, they'll be fine. Make sure you tune in, guys. Till tomorrow, stay running free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.